You're not in charge of how someone else feels. You're in charge of how you respond. Mel Robbins. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets, where we do our best to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret and shame and other negative emotions. I'm excited, gals, because today we're going to talk about temper tantrums. We're going to talk about emotional maturity. We are going to talk about all this from the perspective of Mel Robbins' Let Them Theory. We're on part 4 of our study of Mel Robbins' book, and let's get right to it. I couldn't resist this chapter. We're on chapter 7. In case you haven't noticed, we're moving along here at a pretty good pace. We're not going chapter by chapter. I'm doing a high-level overview of this book on the key points that I believe affect our alcohol-free journey. And anybody who knows me will know why I couldn't resist this chapter. Chapter 7 is called When Grown-Ups Throw Tantrums. Yeah, well, if you remember, a month or so ago, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago now, I did a snippet called, actually I forget what it was called, but it was about pouting, when grandma pouts or something like that. And we talk a lot about this here on the snippets. We talk about the fact that we've got to grow up emotionally and that most grown-ups aren't emotionally mature. So Mel Robbins noticed this too, and we're going to talk about what she says about it in a second. But I wanted to remind you that on our alcohol-free journey, emotional maturity, or as some people call it, emotional sobriety, is very important. It's one of the things that we have to learn, or we're never going to have a happy sobriety. If we're pouting, if we're resentful, if we're throwing tantrums, as Mel calls it, we are going to be running to the bottle. We have to find ways, we have to learn how to have a handle on our emotions, how to be at peace without drinking. And so let's find out how we can use the Let Them Theory to stop ourselves from throwing tantrums or pouting or doing whatever else it is we do. By the way, before we do that, I want to share something with you. Recently in my group chat with my clients, I asked this question. I asked them, how many of you were raised by emotionally mature parents? Isn't that an interesting question? It's not a surprise that most of us are emotionally immature. Our parents are emotionally immature. We were raised by emotionally immature people who were also raised by emotionally immature people. So, you know, there's no mystery here. But one of the things we're determined to do if we want our happy sobriety is to become emotionally mature people. So let's see what Ms. Mel is going to help us to get there using her theory. Here's what she says. You will always come last if you let other people's emotional immaturity have power over you. Instead of taking on the weight of someone else's disappointment, anger, or guilt, you'll learn a liberating new approach. Just let them react. Well, there it is, gals. Let them again. Isn't that amazing? Looks like Mel has applied this to every possible area of life. Just let them have their tantrum. I would agree with that. Why not? But one thing we don't do around here is let ourselves have tantrums. And we don't let ourselves pout. We grow up emotionally so that we don't have to overreact to other people's emotional immaturity. Let's keep going here. Ms. Mel says, when you say let them, you give other people the space to feel their emotions without needing to fix them. When you say let me, you do what's right for you, even if it upsets someone, which is how you take responsibility for your own life. There it is, gals, in a nutshell, how to get emotional maturity using the let them, let me theory. Let me read that little paragraph again. Here's what Ms. Mel says. When you say let them, you give other people the space to feel their emotions without needing to fix them. And when you say let me, you do what's right for you, even if it upsets someone, which is how you take responsibility for your own life. And that's one thing we do around here, isn't it? Well, it's one of the many things. We take responsibility for our life. It's the foundational mindset shift that we all need to take when we come into snippet land. So when we look after our own, take responsibility for our own emotions and let other people have theirs, we're freer, aren't we? So thank you, Ms. Mel. That's very helpful. What else does she have to say about emotions? Let's move on. A little later on in this chapter, Mel gives us this beautiful little chart. I love this chart. It's so cute. It's a, really, it brings it into light that, what, you know, when I say that we grandma pouts, it sounds funny, but it's true. And when we talk about emotional immaturity, especially with people who drink, it's true. It sounds funny, but it's true. And so this chart in chapter 7 that Mel gives us is on the left side, how children react, and on the right side, how adults react. And she gives us a comparison, and you can see it. I love this. Check this out. Children run away, adults avoid. Children sulk or pout, adults give the silent treatment. Children shut down, adults act stoic. What's stoic? Being, I can handle it. Children throw tantrums, adults erupt, rage, text, and vent. Here's a good one. Children slam doors, adults slam doors too. Oh, I love this. Yeah, we know, right? We need to grow up. We really do. And one of the funny things about emotional maturity is when we start thinking about it and we start looking at it and start recognizing it, it's really kind of painful at first because we can see it in ourselves and we don't want to. It's, hey, look, it's not easy to say that we're emotionally immature. It's not an easy thing to admit. Recently, one of my clients had this revelation. I had spoken about grandma pouting. I had talked about a lot about emotional immaturity. And the funny thing that I noticed, it's not funny, it's just the way we are, but when we will nod, yeah, you're right, we need to be immature, and then can go right on being immature. It's really hard to see ourselves, gals. That's why we want to have other people in our lives when we're doing this alcohol-free journey. That's why we want authentic accountability. That's why we want a coach. Because the mirror that can be reflected back from an objective second party shows us our behavior. Because even when we agree, of course I want to be emotionally mature, we still can miss it in ourselves. Anyway, one of my clients recently was just going along, and then all of a sudden came into the group and said, oh my God, I've been pouting. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. I was so proud of her to have the humility to recognize her own emotional immaturity. And the minute she saw it, admitted it out loud to the group, she was over it. That's all it takes to get over emotional immaturity, is to have the willingness, the guts, the vulnerability, the humility to admit it, see it, admit it, and share it, laugh about it, and move on. Instead of getting our fur up and getting hurt and being emotionally immature about it and going, well, no, I'm not. Instead of that, we can just go, oh my God, this is hilarious. I'm a grandmother and I was pouting. Who knew? Who knew? Look, we just need to notice it. Once we notice these things, we can do something about it. And of course, Mel gives us her solution. Just let them be pouty and let me take responsibility for my own life. Thank you, Ms. Mel. That is very beautiful. And as a matter of fact, Mel Robbins talks about this a little bit later in the chapter. Here's what she says. What do you do if you're realizing as you're reading this that there are times in your life when you're the one who's emotionally immature? You get overwhelmed by your emotions. You sulk. You give the silent treatment. You rage text. You play the victim. You snap at other people. You make it all about you. If you're having this realization, here is what I want to say to you. You are not alone. I had that realization about myself too. It's so easy to see this immature behavior in other people, but it takes a level of bravery and emotional intelligence to see it in yourself. Well, gals, isn't that what we just said? I'm very, very happy that she included this in the chapter. And it's, you know, like I said, that my client who came in, and she's not the only one, others as well. I've done this, and it was not easy for me because I have a gigantic ego. I did not want to admit that I was acting like a 5-year-old and stamping my feet and being pouty. But when we finally see it, my advice is laugh about it. Be able to laugh at yourself and go, oh my God, that's hilarious. I'm pouting. And let it go. And that's what Mel is saying as well. She's asking us to be gentle with ourselves, have compassion for ourselves, because we're all human, all of us. So Mel and I both agree that recognizing that we have emotional immaturity is important. Mel says, go ahead and let them be emotional and let yourself take responsibility for your emotions. And I say, why not have a giggle about it while you're at it? Take a deep breath, recognize you're being childish, shrug your shoulders, just let it go and move on. Thank you, Ms. Mel. Gals, thanks for coming. That's part 4 of the Mel Robbins Let Them book. Meanwhile, if you don't have the guide yet, go to the show notes and grab your study guide. Follow along and get a deeper dive into Mel Robbins' Let Them book. And I will see you tomorrow for a nice, fat, juicy snippet. Thanks for coming, gals.
Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.